Hey, thank you, Richard. And just a personal word. Some of you may know, others may not know. Over Thanksgiving, I actually came down with COVID. And in the spirit of Christmas giving, I immediately shared that with Kim, my wife. And so we've had an interesting last 10 days. It was not a bad case. Thankfully, it wasn't a good case, but it wasn't bad either. And I appreciate so much your prayers. Now, with that out of the way, let's dive into what we are here for. We are in a sermon series that we're just calling Encounter Jesus. Now, I want you to connect here just for a moment. I mean, just kind of lean in on this thought. We're not talking about just celebrating Christmas, observing Christmas. We're talking about encountering Jesus this Christmas. And that's really my prayer for you, that as we go through these sermons, this sermon series, this season, things like Wonderland, Three Trees, that you actually encounter the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a difference between just celebrating something and singing about something and actually encountering someone. I mean, you think about marriage. You can talk about marriage. You can even get engaged. But you encounter marriage on a whole different level, right? When you stand at an altar and you say, I do, and you join your life with someone else's life, and you begin to live together and do life together, I mean, you encounter marriage on a whole different plateau. In the very same way, I don't know why, but even as a small child, I was infatuated with the Swiss Alps. I've always loved the Swiss Alps. I'd never been to the Swiss Alps. I've been to the Colorado Rockies, but I'd always dreamed of someday seeing the Swiss Alps. And then a few years back, Kim and I had the opportunity to go and actually experience the Swiss Alps. I'll never forget the train ride from Montreux there on Lake Geneva. Up through the Swiss Alps. We rode this train with these huge windows, and we rode to this little town called Zermatt. It's right at the base of just the Matterhorn. It's right at the base of a mountain called Gornergrat, and we rode this cogwheel train. I mean, it's just like straight up the side of this mountain to the very top, and we snapped a picture at the top of the mountain. And I'm telling you, then we got to walk down from the top of Gornergrat, and we experienced the Swiss Alps in a way that I had never done so, just looking at pictures or just dreaming of going there someday. In the very same way, my prayer is that we move beyond just celebrating Christmas to actually experiencing an encounter with Jesus Christ this Christmas. And this morning, I invite you to just step into Mary's shoes and just experience an encounter with Jesus through Mary's eyes. I want you to imagine Mary, the one who was holding her, Mary, who held the creator of the universe literally in her arms. She held the one who was holding her. And I'm telling you, and you will agree with this. Come on now, work with me here. Mary, that first Christmas, she didn't just celebrate Christmas or observe Christmas. She encountered Jesus that first Christmas, right? She did not walk away from the first Christmas saying to Joseph, wow, weren't the holidays really nice? Wasn't it fun to gather with family? And wasn't it fun to see friends? I'm telling you, Mary experienced an encounter with the living God. And what was she experiencing as she held the Christ child in her arms the very first time? I'm sure it was joy and awe and just the miracle of life and all of the normal emotions that a mom feels when she holds her child for the very first time. But I believe if we're going to experience an encounter with Jesus like Mary did, then we need to understand understand something else that would have been going through Mary's mind when she was holding the infant in her arms. I believe it would have been a conversation she had with an angel 9 months prior, an angel by the name of Gabriel. And I'm telling you, this angel appeared to Mary, and it wasn't the appearance that so struck Mary. I believe it was the message that the angel shared with her. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to stand, and I'm going to ask you to stand while I read of this encounter that Mary had 9 months prior. And the reason I'm asking you to stand is so that we can honor God and declare that God is about to speak, and we are His servants, and we are listening. Let me read, and you just follow along since it's a longer text, please. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead and grab a seat. Thank you for honoring God, honoring His word. And if there's one thing that I hear that I want you to just walk away with today from Mary's encounter with Jesus is this: when you encounter Jesus, you will serve Jesus. If you want to know when Christmas is come and gone, whether or not you encountered Jesus, you don't have to sit there and speculate very long. Just ask yourself, were you just determined? Were you passionate about serving Jesus? Because an encounter with Jesus gives birth to servants of Jesus. You will know when you've encountered Him, and that is when you are committed to serve Him. When you have encountered Him serving Jesus, listen to this. Please don't let this go in one ear and out the other. When you have encountered Jesus, serving Jesus will become your highest priority and your greatest passion. And my prayer is that you won't settle for just celebrating Christmas, but that you and I will actually encounter Jesus. I want you to notice how 9 months prior to the birth of Jesus, the angel Gabriel showed up with Mary and told Mary, "The Lord is with you." Now, you just got to stand there in Mary's shoes for a moment. See this whole situation through Mary's eyes. The Lord is with you. What did Mary hear 9 months prior when she heard, "The Lord is with you"? I can imagine Mary going, "Okay, cool. The Lord is with me. I'd rather Him be with me than not with me. I'd rather Him be for me than against me. What exactly are you getting at, Gabe? What are you telling me, and why are you telling me this?" Did you notice how the text even says Mary was greatly troubled? The word means to be disturbed. It means to be perplexed, disturbed. Like, oh my goodness, what does this mean for me? I know you are about to ask me to do something, Jesus. I mean, you don't just show up out of the blue going, the Lord is with you, without saying, and here's what I want you to do, and I'll be with you as you do it. So what is it that you're going to ask me to do? She was disturbed. She was perplexed. But we also know she was scared to death because the angel came back and said, do not be afraid. Now, here's the thing. The angel shows up and says, the Lord is with you. Mary knows that this is going to be an invitation to serve God in some capacity. And Mary could have run, right? Mary could have said 9 months prior, no, Gabe. No, I know your name is Gabe. I see the name tag. And I know you're an angel. I get that. But I'm not going to have a God talk with some angel that I've never met before. Not today. I am making plans for a wedding. I've got to go shopping. I got to get the laundry done. I've got a lot going on. And I'm not going to have a God talk today with an angel about God being with me and calling me to do something special to serve God. No. Maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, but I am not going to have a God talk today about that. Mary could have run. Mary could have chosen not to listen. But what did Mary do? Mary, when she encountered Gabriel, chose to listen. Mary chose to lean in. Mary chose to say, okay, God, you are telling me that you are with me. I know that you're going to ask me to do something. What is it that you are going to ask me to do? I can imagine now, fast forward, Mary is now holding the Christ child in her arms, and Mary is still filled with questions, right? God, why am I, of all people, the one holding the Messiah? God, seriously, you know there are other moms who know more scripture than me, moms who are more spiritually mature than me, moms who are better positioned to raise God than I am. And besides, God, you know I've never done this before. I am a first-time mom. Why didn't you let me practice on two or three other kids and mess them up? And then after I know what I'm doing, I could try my hand at raising you. Mary is holding the Christ child, filled with all kinds of questions. And yet, what does she do? Instead of running, instead of saying, no, I'm not going to do this. No, it says in the text, she tried to discern. She's like, okay, God, I'm all ears. I want to know what it is that you are asking me to do. When Mary didn't know how to serve Jesus, Mary kept listening to Jesus. And here is the reality this morning. I want you to hear this. God is calling you to serve him in some capacity, some shape, form, or fashion this Christmas. The only question is, are you going to stiff arm God, or are you going to stop and listen? Are you going to lean in, and are you going to say to Jesus, what is it that you are calling me to do? I want you to imagine the angel Gabriel shows up on your way to work tomorrow. I mean, literally the angel Gabriel. You look and there's his little angel tag and it says Gabriel, and you're going, hi, Gabe. And Gabe says, the Lord is with you. How do you respond? Gabriel, an angel shows up tomorrow and tells you the Lord is with you. How are you going to respond to that? Cool. I'm glad God is with me. I don't want him to be apart from me. He's with me. That implies he's for me, not against me. He wants to bless me, doesn't want to curse me. Okay, Gabe, come on, be honest. You're about to ask me to do something, aren't you? Are you going to ask me to give money? You know I'm broke. You know I don't have enough money to buy all the presents I want to buy as it is. No, do not show up here today, Gabe, and ask me to give a bunch of money to God. You're going to ask me to serve in some ministry. You're going to ask me to do something, aren't you? God is with me. There is an ask that is coming here, right? Are you going to give me some special assignment? Are you asking me to disciple someone? God, you need to understand, I don't feel qualified. There are others who know more scripture than I do, others who are more qualified than I am, others who are in a better position to serve you. Go tell somebody else that you're with them. Don't tell me. Because I don't know if I'm up for the assignment. See, my encouragement to you is follow Mary's example this Christmas. Listen, carve out time to listen to what Jesus is calling you to do, how Jesus is calling you, specifically you, to serve him this Christmas. God is calling you to serve him. Oh, it may not be to carry and give birth to the Christ child, but it may be to share your faith with someone so that faith can be birthed in their heart. It may be to love someone, minister to someone, encourage someone, speak truth into someone's life so that their faith might be revived and rejuvenated. I don't know where Jesus is calling you to serve him, but I know for a fact, based on the authority of God's word and the experience of Mary, that Jesus is calling you to encounter him this Christmas, and out of the encounter, he's calling you to serve him. And when you don't understand what he's wanting you to do, do what Mary did. Keep listening. Some of you right now, you're in a unique situation. And some of you, you've just gone through a divorce. And you're like, oh, there's no way God wants to use me. My situation is so unique. No. He may be calling others to serve him, but not me. Maybe you've just gone through the loss of a job. Maybe you've gone through a financial setback. And you're going, there's no way that God is calling me to serve him this Christmas. My situation is too unique. And I'm telling you, your situation is not too unique. God wants to work through your life. He's calling you to serve him, even in the uniqueness of your situation. Some of you, it's just the opposite. You've just gotten a promotion. You're making more money than you ever thought possible. You have more influence. Your marriage is in a great place. Your engagement is in a great place. There's just things that are going in your life right now that are just perfect, and they're going well. Listen, in your unique situation, the reality is Jesus is calling you to serve him. And what I'm inviting you to do is to do what Mary did. Carve out time. When the angel approached her, she didn't stiff arm the angel. Instead, she took the time to listen to what Jesus was calling her to do. You got to carve out time to listen. Last night, Kim decided that she wanted to make potato soup. And it's a whole lot of cutting up, and it is a whole lot of good. And so I'm in there cutting up all of these potatoes, and she's cutting up onions, and, you know, we neither one can smell, and so we're crying, and we don't know why. And, you know, and my wife, who's by far the godliest, most spiritual person in my family, is the one who said, Alexa, play Christian Christmas worship music. Now, we're empty nesters, and so we're sitting there cutting and dicing and cooking and just listening to the most incredible worship music. And I'm telling you, in just those moments of carving out time, it was a sacred moment where it dawned on me, that's the first time this season that I've carved out time and space to actually worship Christ, the newborn king. See, Jesus is calling you to serve him this Christmas, but for you to know what he's calling you to do, you've got to carve out space and time to listen to what it is. And notice the next thing in the text that jumps out, at least to me. Mary says, how will this be since I am a virgin? I love this. When Mary understood what Jesus was calling her to do, she wasn't afraid to ask how. How in the world do you want me to do what you're calling me to do? How in the world am I supposed to pull off serving you in the way that you're calling me to serve you? I mean, the angel comes and says you're going to give birth without the help of a man, and don't worry, it's all going to work out. And Mary's like, okay, I may be a virgin, but I know about the birds and the bees, and I am not sure how this is actually going to work. Amazingly, God answers her question when she says, how in the world is it that I'm going to pull off serving you like you want me to serve you? Jesus says the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child will be born. To be born will be called holy, the Son of God. Nothing will be impossible with God. Now, fast forward 9 months. That's 9 months prior. 9 months. She's holding the Christ child. Don't you think Mary still had a ton of questions that she wanted to ask? How? Jesus. Okay, I accomplished the first part. I gave birth to God. Isn't that enough? Now, the assignment is to raise you, God, to adulthood. I don't know how to raise God. I don't even know how to raise a boy. What do I feed you, Jesus? Is there some kind of special God formula? Locusts and wild honey, I bet, right? Jesus, now that I think about it, as you get older, who's going to be in charge, you or Joseph and me? Boy, the teen years are going to be fun. Do we give you a curfew? Do we give you chores, or do we just let you pray and meditate? Jesus, I'm not sure how this is going to work. You want me to train you and bring you up in the instruction and admonition of you? You're God. How do I teach God? I mean, you know everything. I mean, don't you think Mary sitting there that first Christmas had a whole bunch of hows that she wanted to ask? Lord, how in the world am I supposed to do what you're calling me to do? You want me to serve you by raising you to adulthood, and I don't have a clue. But here's what Mary knew. Mary knew 9 months prior when she said, how in the world am I going to give birth without the benefit of man? She knew that Jesus answered her questions and showed her how, and everything happened exactly as he said. And now Mary is holding the Christ child with a bunch of hows, and she knows that God past is prologue, prologue is the future. She knows that Jesus answered her questions in the past, and she knows that Jesus is going to answer her questions in the present. When you don't understand what Jesus is asking you to do, keep listening and ask him how. Because I'm telling you right now, I believe this with every fiber of my being. There at your office right now, the Spirit of the God, of the living God, is saying to you, the Lord is with you. Serve me at your office. And it's okay to ask how. Lord, how in the world can I serve you and honor you and keep my job at the same time? God is calling you, if you're a parent, to serve him by raising your child up in the instruction and admonition of the Lord. And it's fair game to ask how. Lord, how am I supposed to raise a child who is passionate about Jesus in a culture that mocks those who follow Jesus? You've got to tell me how. See, if we're going to do what Mary did, we're going to lean in and ask Jesus, how do you want me to serve you this Christmas? What is it you want me to do? And then we're going to stick around and say, okay, God, how am I supposed to do that? One final point is this. Notice where Mary starts. I am the servant of the Lord. 9 months prior, Gabe shows up. You're going to give birth without the benefit of a man. Don't worry, it's going to work out. Your husband, he's going to be cool with this. And no, he's not going to expose you. No, he's not going to have you stoned to death as an adulteress. Listen, it's all going to work out. Just trust me, right? And Mary, how did she respond? I'm the servant of the Lord. And now fast forward 9 months, she's holding the Christ child. And now the assignment is, I want you to serve me by raising God to adulthood. And she's like, I'm the servant of the Lord. You're God and I'm not. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. See, this Christmas, Jesus is inviting you to serve him. He is calling you to serve him. And this Christmas, if you don't stiff-arm him, if you don't just say, I'm too busy, I'm trying to plan a wedding here, I'm trying to wash the clothes, I'm trying to get shopping done, I've got busy, no, I can't listen, speak to the hand, face, don't care. If you slow down and you lean in and you go, okay, Jesus, what is it you're asking me to do? How do you want me to serve you? Okay, Jesus, you're going to have to show me the how. But Jesus, right up front, I want to tell you, are you listening to this? Because this is so important. Right up front, you got to say, Jesus, I just want to tell you right up front, whatever it is, however you're asking me to serve you, I am the servant of the Lord. I'm in. You're God, I'm not. I want you to know right up front, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. You ever heard the phrase, he's not coachable, she's not coachable? You ever heard that phrase? What does it mean? They're just so full of themselves. They're not teachable. They're not open. There's nothing that you can teach that person. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not going to work in the life or through the life of someone who is not coachable. Someone who is not willing to stop and listen, stop and say how, and right up front say, God, I will do whatever you call me to do. Here's the reality. To encounter Jesus is to fall before him and declare, I am your servant. You'll know when you've encountered Jesus, not when you get a warm, fuzzy feeling. You'll know because you'll fall before Jesus and you will say, I'm your servant, Jesus. So what am I inviting you to do? Here's what I'm inviting you to do today. First, seek to encounter Jesus. Did you know the Bible says this? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. You'll seek me and find me. You want to hear what Jesus has for you, his assignment, how Jesus intends for you to serve him? You're going to have to seek his face. Can you imagine Mary? Actually, that first Christmas, holding Jesus, saying, okay, I get it. You're asking me to serve you by raising you to adulthood. Can't do it. Can't do it. I've got other fish to fry, Jesus. That'll take too much time. I don't have that much time. I'm busy. I've got my own life. We can't even imagine Mary saying, I don't have time to raise you to adulthood, Jesus. And by the way, if she had said, you know what, I'm busy, I don't have time to serve you this Christmas, maybe next Christmas, Jesus, what would have happened? Mary would have missed out on the story that God was writing in her life and the story that God wanted to write through her life. God wants to write an incredible story in your life, but for him to do that, you have to stop. And you have to listen and you have to say, I am your servant. I'll do whatever you want me to do. So I'm asking you, would you seek to encounter Jesus? And second, would you embrace serving Jesus? Would you just right now, this morning, say, Jesus, show me how you want me to serve you this year, this Christmas. And I'm telling you up front, I'll do whatever it is you're calling me to do. I'm going to ask Judd and the worship team to actually come back up here. And I'm going to ask you to just bow your head and just let them come and just sing over you these next few moments. And here's what I'm asking you to do. I really want this to be an intentional time where you just get still before Jesus, where you lean in, where you listen to Jesus. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. With your head bowed, your eyes closed, while Judd and the team just sing over you, would you just say, Lord Jesus, how do you want me to serve you this Christmas? How do you want me to serve you? And then would you say, and Lord Jesus, I'm telling you right up front, I am the servant of the Lord. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Can you imagine Mary missing out on giving birth to Jesus and raising Jesus to adulthood? She would have missed out on the most remarkable story in humanity. And I don't want you to miss out on the story that God wants to write through your life this Christmas. So heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Right now, Lord Jesus, show me, how do you want me to serve you this Christmas? And Jesus, I'll do it. I'm your servant.